Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee, and I am pleased to be able to be part of a group of men who will be presenting at a men's institute at the Women of Color Network National Call to Action Institute and Conference, supporting women of color advocates and activists while working to end violence against women and families. And this Men's Institute's a great opportunity for men to be involved. I've got several men here who will be part of that, and I'll be talking about this. Let's start with Tony Porter from A Call to Men. Tony, can you describe this event?
This National Call to Action Conference, hosted by the Women of Color Network, will take place on May 11th through the 14th, this year, 2010, in New Orleans, Louisiana. There'll be several events going on. We expect this to be an exciting conference with so much information covered. We will start out the 4 days here with the Women of Color Institute, a mainstream women's institute, and men's institutes. And then we will round off the rest of the time with some exciting conference workshops, keynote presentations, a whole host of information on really bringing us full circle. We'll have several critical conversations, really helping us to, in a very in-depth way, understand the role of accountability to all of those of us working in the domestic violence movement, the women of color.
Well, great, Tony. This is so important, and what we're doing is we're asking men to be able to think about how men as allies can join this effort and participate in this. So we're really encouraging people to not just come to the Men's Institute, but also come for the entire conference. One of the people that will be working with us is Russ Funk, who will be part of this. And Russ, can you describe why this is important for men to participate in?
Well, I think it's important, particularly as a white man, to look at the different ways that men's violence against women and others impacts African-American, Latina, Asian, and Native women than it does white women, and how we as white men have a particular need to pay attention to how men's violence against women impacts on African-American, Native, and Latina, and Asian women in those different ways in terms of our work as being allies. I think it also is important for us to think about those differences and how it impacts on our relationships in working with and in collaboration with African-American, Native, Asian, and Latino men.
Great. We're also joined by Juan Ramos. Juan, can you talk about why you see the Men's Institute as an important place that men should be joining us?
I think that this institute is going to be very important to me in particular as a young Latino man of color, because I'm looking forward to the opportunity of working with men that are doing the work in the field and also working with men who are not so new to what's going on and kind of continue the ideas that they've already put out there so that we can challenge other men in the community out in New Orleans and men who are coming to visit New Orleans for the Institute, as we try to respond to the issue that most of us are involved in, which affect the women of color in our communities and affect the women of color in our homes, affect the women of color in our families. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to hearing the conference and what women have to say about that, and then kind of jump into action with men and really work toward some type of social change where we become a part of the solution. And as a young Latino man, I think that for me is particularly important as I'm seeking to kind of challenge or reconstructing what machismo means and how that affects the women of color in my community.
Well, thank you, Juan. I'm really looking forward to having other men join us and have this really important conversation about how men can be here to be able to address the issues of men's violence against women. Tony, any last words you want to say?
As you can see, we're looking to have a real exciting and productive time. The leadership of women over the last 40 years or so has made tremendous strides in helping us as a community, as a nation, to look at the impact of domestic violence and what it's going to take to end it. Where we're at this point in time in the world is finding ways to be more comprehensive in that approach, ensuring that we're reaching all communities, which means then that we're working to end domestic violence against all women. In order to do such, to do that, the voice of women of color has to be at the front of each and every conversation. And that's what this conference is helping us to understand and then be able to accomplish. So again, folks, remember we're talking about May 11th to the 14th of 2010. We're going to be in New Orleans, a call to action institute and conference hosted by the Women of Color Network. And for more information, you can go to their website, womenofcolornetwork.org, or or you can call them directly at 800-537-2238, extension 142. You can contact the Women of Color Network at womenofcolornetwork.org, or you can call 1-800-537-2238, extension 142. This is a call. We're putting a call out to all men looking to see you, looking to have you join us in New Orleans at this groundbreaking event.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Tony, Russ, and Juan, and we look forward to seeing everyone in New Orleans this May.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.